This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the talented jazz players who either grew up or live today in New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingalls.
I'm going to tune this a little better, since it's been sitting here, so if we can take a moment.
That's Michael Anthony, who spent 20 years in Los Angeles as one of the top session guitarists in the business. He moved to New Mexico in 1980 with his wife Kathy, who had family here. Since then, Michael's been a fixture on the local jazz scene, fronting various combos and teaching guitar to aspiring high school players. Mark Weber talked with Michael Anthony in the studio.
Okay, I'll play I'll Remember April. It's one of my favorite standards, okay? All right.
Michael, tell us what the life of a Los Angeles studio musician in the 1970s was like.
Well, I was kind of on top of the world. I was making very, very good money and very busy, and at the same time being challenged every day because I was amongst the world's greatest musicians in that setting. And many times I was running from one record date to maybe a TV commercial close together and being nervous about being late, things like that. That was sort of the anxious side of it, but it was a great thing.
Let me read off all these TV shows you were on. You were on the Dean Martin Show, Laverne and Shirley, The Dukes of Hazzard, Sonny and Cher, The Carol Burnett Show, Dallas, Knott's Landing, The Barbra Streisand Special. You were on the movie New York, New York.
Right.
And
that's right. That's me playing my baritone ukulele. I remember when we did that. That was at A&M Records on La Cienega Boulevard, and that's owned by who was the guy that was the head of? Now I'm having memory lapses. The head of the Herb Alpert owned A&M Records with somebody Moss. We did it there, and did the whole movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid there. That was B.J. Thomas.
You also were on another big hit with Diana Ross, and you got a guitar solo on that one.
That's right, yeah. That was the theme from the movie Mahogany, and the name of the song was called Do You Know Where You're Going? And I played the acoustic guitar that you would hear featured.
In Hollywood, your actual hands-on mentors were people like Joe Pass. Tell us about Joe and you.
I met Joe in the studios, and then I go here and play at Dante's. So I got to know him amongst the guitarists. I never took official lessons from him, but what he would do is we would be on a job, and he would say to me, hey, Mike, what are you doing after the job, after the gig? And I'd say, nothing, Joe. I'd be free that afternoon. He said, come on over the house. So I go over the house, and we played for 3 hours, and I got an unofficial lesson where I got to pick his brain. I'd ask him about picking. I'd ask him about, he'd say, well, what are you doing on this chord? C minor. And I'd be all nervous, and I'd fumble, and he'd say, well, why don't you try something like this? And, of course, he would just rip through something beautiful. And I'd say something like, but that's too hard. I can't play that. That's too hard. And he says, no. He says, I don't play anything hard.
And Wes Montgomery became very important to you.
Yes. I spent a lot of time with Wes Montgomery's records. He played with his thumb. That was the very identifiable thing with Wes. He was a janitor. He was working as a janitor. He got home in the middle of the night, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and he lived very humbly in a small apartment with his wife, and he'd go into his room and start to practice, and his wife complained that he was making too much noise with the pick because it would go right through the walls, So he put the pick down and then started to play with his thumb, Now, then later on, as he developed his solos, he had also block chord style solos he would use. He would do some things like that. But what he really made famous was a restatement of the octave. so he would play with his thumb octaves.
Well, Michael, let's listen to some of your records.
All right, sounds good.
Let's listen to The Breeze and I. Where does that come from?
The Breeze and I, it's an old Spanish tune. I actually got the inspiration from Wes Montgomery, one of his records, where he played it up in a fast four. So I got the idea and worked out this arrangement.
Michael, tell us about this Castellana piece of music.
Yes. Another whole aspect of my guitar explorations, I got into flamenco guitar for about 10 years. I took that tune, I transcribed it from a Sabicas record. And as you may or may not know, Sabicas was one of the people, the great people, that brought flamenco from Spain to America.
Play guitar in your dreams?
Yes, many times I do. Those are some of my best dreams because I play perfectly in my dreams.
Guitarist Michael Anthony, interviewed by Mark Weber. To learn more about Michael Anthony and to hear more from our session, visit our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org, for more profiles of jazz musicians with New Mexico ties. Support for this series comes from the New Mexico Humanities Council and from the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. I'm Paul Ingalls.